Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, and after receiving Turning Point audio, turn to the devotional prayer booklet that also authored by me. TPGF members world over, I want you to be using the tool. If you subscribe online, Turning Point Prayer Booklet content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. To subscribe or for subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 8th in June 2024. 8 is for renewed beginning. May God open a new chapter in your life. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 19, his word declared, "Behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth." Put your right hand on your chest as you receive this prayer. May new things spring up for you, new signs and wonders. Listeners, let's do this. Mention 5 new things you desire to help you accomplish or to accomplish for you before the end of the month. 5 new arrivals, 5 good news, 5 breakthroughs, 5 changes you want God to help you to make. List it on a sheet of paper. Put it where you can see it every day. Pin it to the back door of your room or where you can see it. Daily, raise it up and prophesy to it and say, "God, these are my urgent desires and expectations. Do them for me to the glory of your name." Don't forget, do so till the end of the month and send us testimonies when things begin to happen. I prophesy those things shall happen for you. Yes, you will give testimonies before the end of the month. We shall all be ready and glorify God with you. May God give you grace, give you miracles that are self-announcing in the name of Jesus. Everything you will pray, God will write down on it. If you are June 8th celebrant, then let me pray for you. I speak to your life. Your bad day is blessed. Your new life is blessed. Everywhere you go, the power of God shall go with you. God shall fulfill all things for you in Jesus' name. I have this urge in my spirit today to pray for business outfits of members of TPGF and of all listeners. Business outfits, enterprises, platforms, networks, NGOs, ministries, offices, shops, factories, farms, investment and assets. Those in productions of goods and services, those in commerce, buying and selling, in marketing, all employers of labor, do this. Please do this. It's a prophetic action. Look for an item or an object connected to your outfit, a document, complimentary card, invoice booklet, receipt booklet, an item of your product, just anything associated with that outfit. Hold it or raise it up. I bow my knees before God Almighty, who called me and anointed me for this assignment. Your outfit shall grow, enlarge, explode, increase, and expand. Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. He says, "And the elders of Jews, they built and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, and they finished it." Wow! I speak assent. You shall build and finish. There shall be no abandoned project in your life. Your business will not pack up. There will be no setback that will take you out. As many outfits or platform having challenges as I speak now, God will turn things around for you. You will recover all your losses. You will surpass your previous level. No outfit, career, or enterprise connected to this anointing will diminish. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, say amen. Millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires shall come forth from TPGF and from Living Spring Platform. Or say amen. If you are one of the business owners I just prayed for, do this. Put your business on Titan. Business outfits are entities on their own. Let your business tight correctly and properly and promptly. It will enjoy expansion and enlargement. And God will also shield it away from devourers, and it shall become transgenerational. I'm telling you the profound spiritual truth. Whether big or small, pay correct tithe on your net profit monthly and sow battle and thanksgiving seed on it also. Do so consistently and do so for a year or two. Then check the record. Prepare your children to take over that business, because that outfit will outlive you. No matter the economic situation, it will be transgenerational. Say amen. June 8th, celebrant your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. God, you will mark June 8th yearly in good health, in power, and in prosperity. Happy birthday. Let's use the time we have left for intensive, passionate, and passionate prayers. One thing is for me to be praying for you. It is another thing for you to know how to pray correctly and scripturally for yourself. First prayer today. Please, let's take it serious. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 21. Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover, thou gave them kingdoms and nations. Pray with strength and energy. You will be your own prophet in this prayer. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy to my own life and destiny. I shall not suffer lack. I shall not lack any good thing. My life is for God. Day and night, I'll see God Almighty. My clothes shall not wax old, and I will end up great. I will not wear rags. That my name shall glorify God. The word of God shall walk in my life. I will not suffer sickness and disease. Give me kingdoms and nations for my inheritance. I will live to show forth your glory. In Jesus' name, say amen. So shall it be. Next, John 14, verse 12. He that believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. This is the prayer. Say, I receive grace and strength and power to do the works that Jesus did. I shall do greater works. I shall live Jesus' life. It shall not be difficult for me to love God and serve him in purity. I will shine as light to my generation. In Jesus' name, say amen. Let's do one more. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Pray like this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive power, grace, and strength to pursue, overtake, and recover all. I shall recover all losses without fail. I will take back what the enemy has stolen from me. Nothing that belongs to me and my family shall be lost to the enemies. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it. Yes, all you pray today shall become your fresh testimonies. In Jesus' name. This is the prayer model for answered prayers. Adopt it. Sow seed, serve God, live holy and pure life, and then follow all the other divine and natural principles that governs your assignment. You shall have huge success and profit. Forward this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless the people connected to you. Prepare your communion. This ministration shall climax in communion taking today. Now, we are now receiving voice note testimony that we are broadcasting on our very many radio stations. Let the world hear your voice glorifying God. When you testify, you glorify God. You bless the listeners and you commit God to do more. What do you do? Open your WhatsApp and record your testimonies. 1 minute maximum. Let it be loud and clear. Take your phone to where you can speak very loudly as I'm speaking now, without disturbing anybody. Put the phone close to your mouth. Thank God many people are doing it correctly now. But some people are still not doing it well. Their voice comes up so faint, so low, we cannot hear it. Introduce yourself. My name is so-so-so. And speak with excitement in your voice. And send to +234 80 555 83 777. Do so now. Also, join us on our live broadcast on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram every Monday and Friday evening, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. It is easy. search for us on The Real Femi Emmanuel. Go to your social media platforms of TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Just type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Join us every Monday and Friday, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. If you are finding it difficult to get, SMS, send a chat, or call 0805-8022-194. It will put you through how to join. The annual No More Delay service holding in Lagos next week Wednesday is almost here. 4 days away. Wednesday, June 12th is a public holiday in Nigeria from 8 a.m. Venue is Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, opposite Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. All Lagosians, everyone, wherever you are, please come live. Come on time to secure a seat on the inside. For more information and inquiry about the No More Delay service coming up this Wednesday, June 12th from 8 a.m., telephone, SMS, chat, or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392 or Moji on 0806-503-7900. TPGF Conference UK is counting down 13 days away, June 21 and 22. Conference is free. Registration is essential for planning and logistics. Conference hall is almost filling up now. TPGF members all over the world, Nigeria and all over, mobilize, inform, and encourage your sons and daughters, your loved ones in London, in UK, in Europe, to register and attend. It will change their life. It will bless them massively. Two telephone numbers to chat, SMS, or call for registration. Pastor Franklin, +44 7956 504 536. Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi on +44 7411128401. Now, finally, to get what you need, you give what you have. Is a law of life. It is both a divine and natural law. You sow to reap, you plant to make a harvest. Pay your tithe, as I have explained this morning, personal and corporate tithing. And if you want us to send you the commission's account for your tithing and all the other seed, send a chat or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Never send money to a personal account. Those are thieves. Block them. I prophesy to your life, you are blessed. Keep expanding. Keep growing. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.